morning. Is there anyone here yet? Hello? Please don't make me talk to myself.
Nancy.
Who's this?
This is Betty.
Hi, Betty. How are you?
Very good, thank you. And you?
Thanks for speaking up. I'm good.
It gets lonely out there.
Well, I've always said I don't want to do a monologue. That's not my thing at all. Oh, my. So you've lost spring also, right?
Yes, absolutely. Though the sun is shining, that's a plus over yesterday.
Uh-huh. Did you get the rain?
Yes.
Yeah, we have clouds with a little bit of peaking once in a while, but it's we didn't really get as much rain as they predicted, so we really needed it.
We've
had a wonderful 3 weeks or so. It's been really cool. Love it, love it, love it, love it, sunshine. Anyway, that's unusual for us. Who else is here? Here's Buster Beats. Anybody else want to say hello?
Hello, this is Mary Lou.
Hey, Mary Lou, how are you?
Doing a little better.
Good to hear.
Good morning, this is Darlene.
Hey, Darlene, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Anyone else?
Hi, this is Dottie.
Hey, Dottie, how are you?
Hey, I got a question.
Sure.
Not diet-related, but Negan-related. I have somebody that had a kidney transplant that didn't take, and she had a stroke, and she's a neighbor up the street, and she always has Poland Springs delivered. I mean, you know, every other day they have Poland Springs there. And I was just wondering, would our water unit benefit her, you know, because of the minerals that we're adding to the water, or has anybody had any case that it would, because I don't want to present this if it's not going to, you know, give her benefit and do some harm.
So she's having the big, huge gallon things of water delivered?
Yeah, she's having, the Poland Springs water.
Okay. One thing that I am aware of and was reinforced recently is that our water filters to the degree of kidney dialysis machines. So as far as the purity, there's none better. Plus, you know, we're presenting living water rather than flat or acidic water.
Right. I just didn't want to,
sure. You
know, because I know that there was somebody I knew, too, that also was having one of those insulin drips, you know, not the insulin drips, but the morphine drips, you know, and, I mean, this was a while ago, and they said, you know, not to let them use magnetics because it would, I don't know, do something. And I, you know, I've had situations that I've given rollouts and they ended up in surgery. So I'm a little cautious now about, you know, what I approach people with. But
well, sure,
know,
we're not done.
That Poland Springs truck there, and I get so upset because I'm like, geez, you know what? Our water is the best water. I says, and here they are, you know, getting Poland Springs.
And they're spending a lot of money on it, too.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it takes me back to several years ago, maybe 5, 6, 7, whenever it was, I went to an expo, in fact, the same expo I'm going to this afternoon, and somehow I won two of the big bottles of that plastic water. And the first bottle I was drinking, you know, I figured I may as well use it as long as I have it. And one day I took a drink of that, and then I took a drink of our water, and that water, and I call it plastic water because it really, I could taste the plastic in it. And I said, why am I drinking this? And that was the end of that. So let her taste what you've got.
Huh?
Let her taste what you have.
Right, yeah.
Anyone have any other suggestions for Dottie?
But she also had a stroke, too, I guess. I mean, she's a young, she's my, she's a young woman, you know, she's younger than I am, you know, I just feel bad, you know.
Keep talking to people.
We have it here, you know, it's just.
Does she have high blood pressure, too?
Now, that I don't know. I know that her husband brings her to physical therapy 3 times a week, and because I've seen him in the van. I didn't realize that she had a stroke until I was talking to one of the neighbors the other day walking. And
do you have a weight problem?
You know what? I haven't seen her. I haven't seen her, you know, for a long, long, long time. So it's just that this here I just got aware of. You know, her kids and my kids used to play together, so.
Yeah, a wonderful and a way of approaching it would be, I can't help but noticing, and, you know, I just want to share some information with you. It may or may not be for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving it to her in a very non-pushy way, and, you know, it just breaks my heart watching what you're going through, and this is something that I thought might help you.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anything on the internet, and I don't remember whether our, you know, the thing that goes, the fact sheet that comes on the internet that you can download, whether it specifically says there about the degree of filtration, you know, whether it compares it to a kidney dialysis machine or not, I don't. It probably does not.
Mm.
But see what's on the internet. Even the fact sheet or the question Q&A.
Yeah.
Good morning. And I would take some water with me.
Yeah, I was thinking of doing that.
Yeah, take a gallon. You know, I wanted to share this with you.
In the travel and just show them
the difference in taste.
That's so easy.
Yeah, the difference in taste. I don't know if she would be up to an energy test, maybe just her fingers, drinking, you know, see what happens before she drinks the water and after.
Mm-hmm.
That may catch her attention.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know what happens.
Yeah. I know. I'm planning on doing that this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take breath
Thank
before you.
You
do it.
I know it. I know. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get more information on it before I approach her. I don't want to sound stupid, you know.
Well, or that you know everything, because we're not doctors, you know. And it's been thrown back to me many times by my daughter. You're not a doctor, Mom. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't profess to be.
Yeah.
And they don't know everything.
Hey, Dottie.
Yeah.
This is Jeannie. Hi.
Oh, hi, Jeannie.
Hi. I just got in a little bit late, but Ruth Williams is doing a water presentation online. It's kind of like the WinRip. Have you listened to a WinRip presentation before?
Yes, I have, yeah.
She's doing a water one now, too. And if you go on ybhurton.biz and look under the WinRip, there's the presentation slides are there.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to the presentation yet, but I think it's coming. And I don't know if it'll be available this week or not, but you might look at that. There's some information on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, perhaps that might help.
That might just help, yeah. I know, and I was looking through some of the, because I have like a reference book that I've kept so much stuff in it, and that's what I've got, but I thought, you know, before I start looking, throw it out. Excuse me?
Did you check Cindy Morey?
On what?
I don't know. See if she has anything on water or
Resource CD.
Or kidney.
Yeah, I have that. I mean, I have her CD, but I haven't gone. You know, I just seen the truck pull over there again today, this morning, and it just popped in my head again. And you know, she's one of the people that I've got on my chicken list. You know,
another resource. You get the 5 Pillars of Health Digest.
I don't. I used to, but I don't.
Yeah, on there, you know, you can go back and ask questions about stuff like this also, and it will take you to, and you can order the whole. I think there's a CD you can order. So if you order the CD from back issues, you get a whole year free, I think. Although you can get it for a whole year free, too, just by telling them you want to join. You know what?
That was still in existence.
Pardon me?
I didn't even know that was still in existence.
It is, and I still get it. And if you guys want to give me your email address, I can get a free year. I still pay for it, unfortunately. But if for new people, he can offer you a free year if you just sign on. You know,
I thought that folded.
What it has done is he does not have a weekly. I think it's gone to every other, but he generally will have a. And what was happening is people weren't participating, which makes me sad because I think that a lot of valuable information comes through on it. But he has the questions usually every week. He'll have a sheet or two of questions, which is, you know, I think it's a valuable resource. And what is it, $12 a year? It's not a big deal. So if you want to send me your email address and put in the line, the subject line, five pillar, you know, FCHD, I think it is, because otherwise if I don't recognize the email address, I'll delete it.
Your address is?
Nancy Koz, NancyKos, at sbcglobal.net.
Nancy, KOS.
Right.
Okay.
At sbcglobal.net. Mm-hmm. And I'll send you one and just send something back to him saying that you understand it's a free trial for a year. You sign me up.
Well, thank you.
Sure.
Nancy, this is Mary Lou. Can you send me one too?
Sure.
Or you want me to send the email to you and say that?
I have your email address. I will make a note to send it to you.
Okay. I've never heard of it.
I've been getting it for a long time. In fact, he even offers if you do it for 5 years, if you pay up front, you get it for life free. I haven't done that. Again, questioning, is he going to be here for 5 years? But I just pay it a year at a time.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, somebody was going to say something.
No, I was just going to say if you could send it to me, too, that would be great.
If you want
me to send you an email, I can do that, too.
Okay, no, I can put you down, Dottie.
Yeah, thank you.
Sure. Anybody else want to say hello before we continue? Jeannie, thanks for that info. Anyone else want to say hello?
Morning, Nancy. This is Onita.
Oh, my gosh. Hi.
Hi.
Hey. Good to hear you.
Thanks.
Anyone else?
Nancy, this is Joe. I've just made an assumption you recognize my voice.
I do. Thank you.
This is Char. I got in late. I'm just listening. Thank you.
Good to hear everybody. Anyone else want to say hi? Anybody want to get a point? Tell how yesterday was for you? Okay. Well, I just want to say that Char spurred me on yesterday, and it was a much better day for me. I was very aware of what I was doing. I decided to keep myself alert to what I'm putting in my mouth and what I'm doing with my body. And it was just an easier day for me to get through. And I find staying out of the kitchen does help. But I just keep seesawing, and it's, you know, it's time to just do it and do it. But it was the kind of thing that I was much more comfortable with, and I felt better at the end of the day. So for me, it worked yesterday. One day at a time. Sometimes it's 1 minute at a time. I catch myself with chewing slowly. When I'm not doing that, I catch myself and I immediately slow down. And that really takes you right into, it grounds you to where you are right this minute. So that's a tip that I've been using. And if I wanted something to eat, whatever it was, I'm back to putting jade in my mouth. First, I'll take a drink of water, and then just putting jade under my tongue. And 9 times out of 10, when that jade is gone, I forget all about it. So is the desire. So, you know, I won't put food in my mouth with jade. So, just a tip. Anyone have any tips that they've been using?
Okay. Well, I know myself. I usually go, you know, try to do a little, even if it's just minutes of exercise, you know. You know, just walking up and down the stairs a couple of times.
Yeah.
Whatever, just to get that urge out, and it goes away, you know.
Sure does.
It's amazing.
It's because you're diverting your mind. In fact, there was a segment on TV this morning, and there was a physician who was absolutely positive that it's calories in, calories out. And, you know, I had this discussion with my internist a number of years ago, and I said, so it doesn't matter whether I eat a Snickers bar or some vegetables? So, you know, it just doesn't make sense. They think they know what they're talking about. And as we found out, most of them have had maybe one course in nutrition. If we were machines, yes, calories in, calories out. Unfortunately, we are not machines. We're human. So, okay, anybody have any challenges? Those of us who are doing the maximum, How is that going for the half a dozen or so of you who are doing that?
This is Darlene, and it's going really great for me.
Good. What is making it so great?
I think that it's fine-tuning
mm-hmm.
of the what we've been doing.
Okay.
Fine-tuning, and it's before I didn't think that, you know, of course this has been a while, but I mean I thought that the olive oil was the best of the oils, but then I realized that it's oil is oil is oil.
Mm-hmm. Fat.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it just shed a whole new light on it. And the other thing that I keep telling myself is, how bad do you want this?
Uh-huh.
And if it's really something that you really want really bad, you will work hard on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I keep
saying. Oh, I thought you were talking about the food. Okay. That's interesting. How badly do you want to be healthy?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right.
You're talking about how badly do I want
this. I could play with this for, you know, years.
Sure.
Or I can go ahead and bear down on it and take care of it, and then I can maintain.
Was it you who said last week or the week before how we've been able to maintain but not move?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maintaining, which is for most of us such a new idea anyway, because people who diet don't maintain.
Right, right.
So, yeah, right. At least we've been able to do that for the most part. Was it also you, Darlene, who a couple of weeks ago brought up about the need for less sleep?
No, uh-uh.
Okay, somebody, it was like 5 or 6 hours, and they thought it was great, and they were doing it, and I just wondered how long-term that's working. Okay, I thought it was you. Okay. Was anybody on this line who was doing that, who brought that up? Okay.
I enjoy my sleep.
Me too. I mean, I 6 hours just doesn't cut it for me.
But, you know, I don't think that I sleep as long as I used to, because
mm-hmm.
I know now that one of the main things I think now is I know that how energized I am.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm up and ready to go real early, and that carries through the whole day.
Good. Yeah.
You know?
We have to pick our son up at the airport tonight. His plane gets in at midnight. And I said to my husband last night, this is going to be a real challenge, because usually by 12:30 I'm in bed. You know, for me, that's early. My eyes close. I can't do it anymore. So it's going to be very interesting how I manage tonight. But he's been gone for 10 days, so it'll be good to see him. Anyway, anyone else have any challenges that they have overcome or that they need to talk about that we can help with? Okay, I just, I've been eating more veggies, and does it get boring? Yeah, a little bit, and I'm thinking instead of diving into the salad that I have sitting in there for the evening meal, I will just take out a pepper and cut it up so that I don't have to cut it up at dinner time. Did you guys know that, and I read this recently, I think like in a red pepper, it's sweeter to eat if they have 3 bumps at the bottom than 4. The 4 is better to cook with, I think it said. But that was, I had no clue there was a difference between them or what they meant.
I didn't either.
That's interesting.
I'm going to have to test that one. I read it yesterday. I thought, oh, wow, okay.
They're all good.
Yeah, I love the red ones, too. So, yeah. And is Mary Lou on? I was just wondering how her green bags are doing. I have bananas in them now, and that's doing well. It doesn't seem to create that moisture that some of the other vegetables do.
Right. That's one of the things that I noticed is the green bags. I keep having to wipe the bags out
yeah.
with the moisture.
Yeah, strawberries especially. And even the red peppers created a lot, you know, a fair amount. And I thought, oh, my. The cucumbers, I bought the little cubes, and they didn't hold up at all. But I won't do that again. But I guess it's a trial and error kind of thing. The bananas are doing okay. Okay, we touched briefly yesterday on Memorial Day, which is going to be a month. And, you know, a lot of people, that's their first cookout. But I also wanted, I was going to bring up today about entertaining. You know, summertime for a lot of people is, whether it's cookout or just being out more and wanting to entertain adults. And I'm really interested to hear if anyone has thought that far ahead, and I really want to work this through as we go. What kind of food are you going to continue to serve meat to those, because most of the people you're inviting want it, or are you going to go with the kind of food that we've been eating, and what are we going to serve these people, whether it's for our family on a, you know, Memorial Day holiday, or just people we're entertaining? What are we going to serve these people so that they don't walk away and say, gee, what a cheap dinner. This one's, you know, I'll never come back here. That kind of stuff. So anyone have any thoughts? And I really want to pursue this because I want to entertain this summer, and I want to do it my way. And I don't want to be embarrassed by it. I know that some of you have been doing it during the winter. I don't do it during the winter. I find summertime easier here. Anyone have any thoughts?
Yeah, well, this is Darlene. My son, this last year, whatever, I was down there, he grills a lot outdoors, and he had I don't know what type of a basket it was, but it was for vegetables, for grilling vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And they were delicious.
Okay.
There's all kinds of vegetables in there, and grilled them, and they were very, very good.
Okay, and but he served it with regular food?
They still eat meat and everything.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I think I have one of those baskets. They have a Bed Bath, you know, they're around. It does make, depending on what kind of grill you have, sometimes you can just put the vegetable right on the grill. At least in the basket, they're all together, and you can easily take it on and off at one time. But I've never used mine. and for the smaller veggies, it works better.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering what we can serve, you know, as our, quote, entree. Say you're having six people. What are you going to serve them? I remember last summer there was a pasta recipe in, I think it was the Marianne Shearer's book that I really liked, that had, what was in there? I remember you serve it cold, and there was some guy, you cut up tomato. Although, Jeannie, I got my thing yesterday. I can use my new slicer dicer for that one. I'm sure onion and I forget what else, but that was a good pasta recipe that I liked, and I did serve it. I think I served it to my family with their hamburgers, probably, and I loved it. So that would be certainly one thing to have. And I don't want to take 3 days. Well, if it's stuff you can serve cold, it's fine. You can make it ahead. But it's, I don't know, I guess it's nice to have something warm also. So I'm really looking for suggestions of what we can do this summer for adults that we're having and when we have our family.
Yeah, and I think, couldn't you make different types of potato salads? I mean, you just wouldn't put the egg in it, but in the mayonnaise, like a potato salad?
That's a possibility.
What about tacos, different kinds of tacos, you know, with different stir-fried vegetables or beans or maybe. I don't know if tacos are a summer thing, but.
Okay.
Right. It's a good thought, though. This is great. We can look. We can find things.
Yeah, I'm really. We have some people that we owe, and there are people who don't know what I'm doing. And then, you know, as I was just saying, when you said the potato salad and the pasta, I told you yesterday. I have two friends who, within the last week, have told me that they're really watching their carbs. And I can imagine if they came for dinner and here, this is all I have. But, you know, they're carbs and they're carbs. And I'm sure what they mean is they're watching their starchy carbs. And
right. Do
I want them leaving here saying, there was nothing for me to eat, like I've done many times now at other places? I want to have enough of a selection that people will find something that they find enticing.
Has anybody...
Go ahead.
Yeah. Has anybody, I know what, I kept on pressing the button. I wasn't sure whether I was on mute or
not. You're on.
Has anybody done anything as far as, because, I mean, I have a beautiful Weber grill that my husband won about a couple of years ago. I mean, it's one of those stainless steel, it's a top-of-the-line grill. And I used to do the chicken and everything on there almost every night, so I, you know, I used to use it all the time. And is there any way, like tofu, I mean, you know, that you could grill it on the grill or something on that idea? Or
I know the portobellos work well. And people have used them last year. You can use that as a hamburger.
I've tried those, and I don't know. I'm not too crazy about them.
Okay.
They taste very chewy. I don't know what the consistency is. They're kind of on the tougher side on the, when I cook them on the grill. I don't know.
Okay. I remember last summer, I remember I put, you can put eggplant on the grill. You can slice it up and put it on. You can put zucchini. And if you're using one of those sprays, whatever they're called, you can even slice onions and some of the button mushrooms or any kind of mushroom in there. And if you cut up the if you grill it and then cut it up, you could even throw it into some of the salads or something because they're so good for you. But any kind of vegetable that you would ordinarily cook someplace else can be thrown on the grill, and one of those containers might be helpful to put everything together in.
Corn on the cob.
Corn is good on the grill. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My son makes it in the whatever it's called, and does it that way.
In the husk?
Yeah, thank you. forgot about corn. But this is something, you know, I hope that you will ponder. When you come upon something that is that you really like and that you think other people would like, I hope that people throughout the next month or so will share so that we don't make fools of ourselves.
I think this is a time, too, that we can educate some of the people that, I mean, just not to bring them over to lecture about it, but
exactly.
Well, make them understand that the carbs are so important to you for your energy. And there may be some of them that don't have a whole lot of energy.
Well, depending on who you're talking to, obviously, you know, people feel that they know what they know. And you're right. How far do we want to go?
I would probably have to have people bring a dish, too.
That's a good idea.
They like to eat. Have them bring something they like, and that way at least they have, because I know I've gone to places and thought, well, I better bring something.
Sure, that you can eat, yeah.
Yeah,
and another, you know, extension of this is dessert. What do we do at the end of the meal?
Well, there's some great desserts.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure there are. I don't know a whole lot. I want to research that because I have a girlfriend that's Italian, and she always brings wonderful desserts that I'm sure are full of cream and sugar and butter. And so that's something I want to look at myself because
sure.
It would be nice to reciprocate and bring something really delicious
besides
plant-based.
Just, right, besides, and I if anybody who listens to me knows that I always have a fruit salad going, and certainly I would, but I put it on the table with the meal. So that would not qualify me as having a dessert. And last summer, when I did entertain some, I just bought a Dairy Queen cake because it was quick and easy, and I knew people would eat it. And, you know, there was just so far I could go with what I was doing. But this summer, you know, I'm looking at it a little bit differently, and I'm testing the waters.
Yeah.
Speaking of recipes, can you believe I have two recipes here that I pulled off. Anybody ever hear of Cooking with Amy? There's a website, and I forget how I got to it, but there was a spaghetti salad recipe that sounds interesting. It has spaghetti or angel hair pasta, fresh tomatoes or garlic, basil. It has 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, salt and pepper. And it really sounds like something I will try. And there was also on her website an Indian-style chickpeas with a tablespoon of vegetable oil, cumin, onion, tomato, ginger, coriander, a bunch of these I've never bought, a teaspoon of garam masala. I have no clue what that is. Anyone know?
Well, I bought some recently.
What is it?
I bought it in a little bag, and it's an Indian blend.
Okay.
And I'm going to smell it right now because I just remembered I had it when you said that. I was standing right by my spices.
So it's a powder?
It's a powder, and it looks like cinnamon is the color.
Okay.
But let me smell it here real quick because I forgot.
And where did you find it?
Actually, it smells kind of clovey and cinnamony.
Oh.
It's let me taste it. I bought it for a recipe, and I never made the recipe.
Yeah. Where'd you find it?
You know, at Sprouts, they have a section that has bulk spices.
Okay.
And that's where I found it.
Okay.
Yeah, it has a clovey, cinnamony kind of a taste.
Okay.
So you could, that's interesting.
Well, this recipe also has turmeric, chickpeas, water, fresh chilies, lemon juice, salt, and cilantro. So if anybody wants to look up these recipes, go to cookingwithamy.blogspot.com.
Cooking with Amy.
Dot blog
is spelled out, right?
All one word, yeah.
Yeah.
Dot com. And on there they mention all recipes.com and also foodnetwork.com. But these two recipes jumped out at me because neither of them had anything animal in them. And each has just a little bit of oil. So
another website you might try is Christina Cooks.
Never heard of that one either. Is that with a K or a C?
No, C. She has a show on PBS, and it's all vegan.
Oh, really? C-R-I-S or C-H?
C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Cooks.
Dot com?
Maybe C-R, not C-H, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, it's dot com.
Okay.
Anyway, she tries to take traditional recipes or family favorites and change them over so that they're all vegan.
Oh, great.
So, you know, all of her desserts and stuff look like the traditional things.
Wow.
Oh, good. Thanks.
It sounds like a good resource.
Nancy, what did you say on Cooking with Amy? What was the last there, just dot com?
Cookingwithamy.blogspot, BLOGSPOT.com. Now, I had to go back, and I had printed out the recipes, and then sometimes recipes or whatever, when I'm printing, cuts off on the right column, and I'm reading this, and I'm oh, shoot, you know, it cut off. So I had to go back and find it again. So I put in everything that was on the bottom, and they said they can't find it. So I went back to just cookingwithamyblogspot.com and got it through that way, and you should be able to also.
Okay, thanks.
Sure. So,
and Anita, I looked up and you spelled Christina with C-H-R, and that's how it is, and it popped up. Thank you.
Great.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks for doing that, Joe. Okay, well, we've had some interesting ideas come up this morning. I appreciate your input. Anyone have any questions, thoughts, comments, as we are past the half hour?
I have one question about a resource that we got a long time ago about body balance. And it was a picture of a healthy liver and a fat liver. Do any of you remember that or have that in your...
I don't remember seeing that. I may have seen it on Dr. Oz, but I don't remember seeing that.
Well, I think
you know
we got it when Dr. Pedersen was around.
Mm.
And
there's a picture on the WinRip presentation, on the YBHurton.biz, on the WinRip presentation. It's on one of the presentation slides.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, thanks.
Wow, good information, Jeannie.
Well, I just remembered that because that's such a vivid picture.
It is. It's a good one to remind people of what goes in stays in.
Yeah.
Wow.
And collects.
Yeah.
It's not a real big picture, but, I mean, it's there, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, and I have one, but I don't want to pay, I'm so cheap, I don't want to pay a dollar to have those two colored pages copied. I know I'm going to do it and then just laminate it sometime because it's such a good visual.
Good idea.
That's why the belly fat is so important. Do you guys realize that?
Say that again. What about the belly fat?
Well, according to Dr. Oz, the size of your waist.
Oh, yeah.
You know, shows how much omentum is there. And when it's larger than what he advocates, then he the fat is infiltrating all of your organs. So.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting, too, the way that the women carry the fat.
Mm-hmm. But some men do, too. I mean, look at the men with the fat bellies.
Yeah, but the men, theirs is more internal.
Well.
Yeah, theirs is more internal around their organs and stuff. And
right.
Ours up on the surface of the, and that's why we have such a squishy push on our stomach and they have a hard.
Mm-hmm. But don't think that just because you're, you know, you may have big thighs or big rears or whatever, that it's not all, the waist measurement is really important.
Right.
Because the fat just infiltrates all of your organs. Interestingly, I don't know if you guys realize Roizen is actually in Cleveland, and he is starting a series on one of the, on their Fox channel at 6 o'clock doing a Getting Well series. And he said last night that he always thought that he ate well and that he took good care of himself. He said but he finally realized that he wasn't an optimal like he is now. So even he was at a deficit. It'll be interesting to see what he brings up. And I don't know, we've talked about Oz being a vegan, or at least a vegetarian. I don't know whether Roizen is or not. But it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say. I forget whether it's for a week or a month, whatever.
Is it on a particular night, Nancy, or just all week?
I think he's doing it every night. I'm pretty sure they said that last night was just the first introductory thing, and I'm pretty sure it's going. And then it was on at 6 and on the 6 o'clock news, and then it repeated at the 10 o'clock news on the Fox channel here. You know, like a 2 or 3 minute segment. I don't know what they're going to give him. And it's nice that he's, I guess it's nice, you know, it's good advertising for him, but it's nice that he's doing this for the city, which is in dire need of retraining of eating habits. So I'm curious to see where he takes this. His wife is a pediatric something, and he has 2 kids, both of whom are in med school or something. He decided when he was 9 years old that he wanted to become a doctor because he was very, very sick, and a doctor made a house call, gave him a shot, and got paid for making him feel better. And he thought, wow, that's cool. So. Anyway, anyone have any last thoughts, questions, comments? Well, I hope that we've inspired you to think of what we can be doing this summer as far as sharing with others, whether it's our families or our friends, what we're doing, and ready to take that big step in entertaining with the way we're doing it, and that we'll come back and share with us so that we all know how to do this in a healthy way and on the journey that we're taking. So have a great day, everybody. Thanks so much for all of your participation. I really appreciate the input, and we'll be back tomorrow. Take care.
Great call, Nancy. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.